It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're exploring a question that's on the minds of many people who start practicing mindfulness. How long does it take to see results from mindfulness? That's something very natural to wonder when you'll start noticing changes from mindfulness practice, especially if you're just getting started and you want to see whether it's making a difference. So, how long does it take? Well, the answer does depend on a few factors, including how consistently you practice and what kinds of benefits you're hoping to achieve. Research suggests that it is possible to see some benefits from mindfulness within just a few weeks of regular practice. Studies have shown that practicing mindfulness for as little as 8 weeks can lead to noticeable changes in brain structure and improvements in areas like stress reduction, focus, and emotional regulation. However, like any skill, the more time and consistency you put into it, the deeper and more lasting the benefits will be. So let's take a look at some of the research that explores how mindfulness affects the brain and body. There's a well-known study by Harvard researchers that found that practicing mindfulness for just 8 weeks can lead to measurable changes in the brain. The study participants who practiced mindfulness meditation showed increased gray matter in areas of the brain associated with memory, learning, and emotional regulation. At the same time, they experienced a decrease in the size of the amygdala, which is the part of the brain that's responsible for the flight or flight response. This means that after only 2 months of practice, the brain becomes better equipped to handle stress and emotional challenges. Now, while the long-term benefits of mindfulness can take a few weeks to develop, many people notice a reduction in stress after just a single mindfulness session. Focusing on your breath or bringing your awareness to the present moment can create an immediate sense of calm. Over time, these moments of calm add up, helping you feel more resilient in the face of stress. As you continue practicing mindfulness consistently, you'll likely notice improvements in your ability to regulate your emotions and maintain focus. One of the core benefits of mindfulness is its ability to help you observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. This makes it easier to stay grounded, even when life gets challenging. With regular practice, these skills become more ingrained, leading to lasting improvements in emotional well-being. So, how long it takes to see results from mindfulness depends largely on how consistently you practice. Mindfulness is like any other skill, whether it's playing an instrument, learning a new language, or building strength through exercise. The more you practice, the better you become. If you practice mindfulness daily, even for just a few minutes, you're likely to notice positive changes much faster than if you only practice occasionally. The key is to make mindfulness a regular part of your routine rather than something you do only when you feel stressed or anxious. Here's a general timeline of what you might experience during the first few weeks of mindfulness practice. Week 1 to 2, you might start to notice small shifts in your awareness. You might become more aware of your thoughts and feelings in everyday situations. And you might feel more present during activities like eating, walking, or talking with others. Some people also notice a slight reduction in stress after that first few sessions. By the 3rd or 4th week, you may begin to feel more connected to your body and more in tune with your emotions. You might notice that you're able to catch yourself in moments of stress or reactivity, giving you the opportunity to pause and respond more mindfully. At this point, mindfulness starts to feel like a habit, something you can turn to in moments of challenge. In weeks 5 through 8, you'll likely notice a greater sense of emotional regulation, increased focus, and improved resilience to stress. You might also start to feel more grounded and present in your daily life, and you might have a clearer sense of calm, even in the face of difficulties. These are the weeks when the deeper benefits of mindfulness start to take root. It is important to remember that mindfulness is a practice. And like any practice, it requires patience and consistency. The results won't necessarily appear overnight, but they will come with time. As the old saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day. And the same is true for mindfulness. The more you practice, the more your mind and body will adapt, creating long-term changes that benefit your mental and emotional well-being. So if this is something you'd really like to work on, maybe make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to practice mindfulness consistently and patiently even more? To learn more about setting daily intentions, be sure to check out episode 59 dedicated to intention setting. It'll guide you through the process of creating meaningful intentions to support your mindfulness journey. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for improving mental and emotional health, but like any skill, it takes time to develop. While you might see some benefits after just a few weeks, the real transformation comes with regular, consistent practice. So be patient with yourself, stay committed, and trust that the results will come. That's it for today's episode. I hope this helps you understand the timeline for seeing results from mindfulness and inspires you to stay consistent with your practice. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one or group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations, to help you stay consistent on your mindfulness journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.